Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We were chatting a little bit earlier about Jacob Zuma, about the Zondo Commission, and we were wondering if he will ever see his day in a prison. Mpumelelo Zikalala, founder and director at Zikalala, joining us on the line this morning. A very, very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning to you, and also good morning to your listener.
So it's become a little bit of a I don't want to say a circus, but the Constitutional Court found him guilty. Surely by now something should have happened.
Yes, but we've also got to look at it within this context. One is accused of being in contempt of court proceedings or accused of not obeying a court order. Mm-hmm. Then you have to come back to court and say, let us look at your reasons for not obeying what we have told you as a court. If we found that, yes, indeed, you are wrong, you did not comply with our order, then let's check what is the appropriate sentence or the appropriate punishment that you are going to give you. Now, the principles in South Africa, they say either you can be fined, the amount is not really regulated, but precedents have told us that it is not really of a huge amount, and then either you can go to prison or both. So what was happening yesterday was that analysis or that assessment of saying, yes, we can see that you are wrong. Let's then see how then we can punish you and what sort of message would be sent by the punishment that we are going to give you. But what must also be noted is this. In the papers of the commission, they are then saying, we want to allow Mr. Jacob Zuma a second opportunity to come and give evidence within the commission, failing which, then you can impose whatever sentence that you are going to deem fit as this court, if indeed he does not appear to the commission, because we deem the information that he holds and that he knows is very important to the work of the commission. So his non-attendance is actually going to hinder the findings, or is going to make sure that the findings that are obtained by Judge Zondo are not those that are comprehensive or complete.
So what is likely to happen now as we go through this process?
From what we heard from the judges yesterday when they were posing the various questions to Advocate Mobile Club, I can sort of feel that they want to give him a second chance of saying, we'll impose a sentence or a judgment that will say, we are going to give you a second opportunity either to come in person to the commission or to file an affidavit that they have been outstanding, failing which we are then going to impose a fine. I got a feeling that they were not really amenable to a prison sentence, taking into account maybe the age of the former president, his stature in when it comes to African politics and government with the former president. So it's all of those factors that have to come in. But another thing that you have to look at, when an imprisonment sentence is given out, there's got to be an intention behind it. So there's got to be some sort of a lesson which is being sent out there of saying, if you don't obey commissions, if you don't obey the court, this is what is going to happen to you. So it may be even be a suspended sentence where they say, yes, we're sending you 5 years to jail, but it's suspended for 5 years on provision that you don't do this similar crime or this similar action in the near future. If you do, then the 5 years that we have imposed to you would then come back, and you would have to go to jail at that point.
So let's assume they do that. They say there's he gets a suspended sentence. Is the Zondo Commission in a position then to say, right, we are asking you again to come to the commission? Is that the same offense, a different offense? How does that work?
I think to remedy that, they would have to issue out a new summons and say to you, our term has been extended. We are extending this invitation again for you to come to the commission. If you fail, then you'll have to go to court and say to the court, he has failed again to attend, has disregarded our invitation. So please impose that sentence, because we've tried by all means to accommodate him. We've given him a number of chances, and still he doesn't come to court to the commission in order to give his evidence. But the other take of it is this. Do we really need to spend so much time and money trying to bring someone to a sitting that is very clear that he is not going to participate in? Or do we now say, if there are allegations of corruption or allegations of misappropriation of funds, let's go straight to the law enforcement agency that we are supposed to trust as South Africans. So let's go to the Hawks. Let's go to the NPA and say to them, prosecute. You can see that there are allegations that must be investigated. And after that investigation, you can come back. Because we can see that he's not going to participate. The number of media statements that he has given out are very clear as to where he stands when it comes to the Zondo Commission. So it's a situation of saying, do you want to pursue this particular process up until the end, or do you want to have what you have now, so that when you compile your report, as Judge Zondo would say, I tried to bring in this number one witness, in which the terms of reference is 3 out of 8, or the majority of them pointed to him. He did not participate. However, this is what we have been able to discover from the evidence that we have, and we are certainly that, Mr. President, if you take these recommendations, they are going to lead you to have a much better administration. They are going to lead to a much better and a much more accountable government when it comes to the needs of South Africans.
Mm. So are you saying to some extent this is chasing Zuma in this way is a bit of a waste of time?
Not blunting that, because there's also the issue of principle in this.
I wanted to ask you where you stand on an issue of principle on this.
Yes, on the issue of principle, we have to assert and say to him, as a sitting president, as a former president at that time, you are supposed to come and account that you can't deny. Two, you have to obey the rule of law as it has been issued, and it must be obeyed by all citizens in South Africa. And if you are going to be the first one that disregards it, then there must be some sort of punishment that is going to be there. However, in the pursuant of that, and in making sure that principle is being made and understood, we must then say, let us not try it to its fullest extent, because at the end of the day, we're not going to get the results that we want. The ideal result or the objective is for him to come to the commission and to give evidence. It has been very clear in a number of statements that he's not going to do that. Let us then come back and say, what is the best option that we can have after it? Let's go to court, get contempt of court proceedings, and then end there. Taking him to prison is not going to do anything for us and for the commission. Making him pay a fine, maybe that is better, because the money that he's going to pay from that particular fund can even go to funding the commission or funding the investigations that are going to emanate from that particular commission. So it's a process of saying the punishment must be able to be more informative and more beneficial to the commission itself. The imprisonment one, I do not think it's going to be an appropriate one.
I'd love our listeners' thoughts on it. 34519 or 061-895-1019. Do you think that he will ever be held to account?
You see, let me answer that question in two folds. The first one is that he must be held to account if there are allegations of misappropriation or in instances where there are provisions of the law that have been broken. But my number one worry is the law enforcement agency as to why is there such a delay in the investigation of such allegations? Why is there such a delay in taking these matters after they've been investigated to court? So that's another thing which I thought the Zondo Commission would then take a step back and say, hey, no, wait a minute. You know, we are getting all these allegations here. Meanwhile, in South Africa, we have the South African Police Service, we have the FOX, we have the SIU. What are they doing in order to curb these transgressions? Is it a system or an event of saying these allegations are not reaching them, or are they reaching them and they are not being prosecuted or being investigated? The second part, or another stakeholder that is important, is National Prosecuting Authority, because you have to say to them, are there any impediments that are impeding you from taking these matters to court? Are you finding resistance within your own officials or your own employees when they're at court? Or are you finding resistance from the court itself? Let's deal with these issues, because if we don't, these events are going to reoccur even on the next administration, and we'll be left again with the same problem that we have now. So the question of why the transgressions or the allegations against President Zuma has not been investigated, which is something that the Zondo Commission is even supposed to investigate, so that at the end of the day when they give a report, it is so comprehensive and answers all the questions that we might have as members of the public, and also within the presidency might have.
Yeah. So, but the problem is, I mean, and I just want to go back to the issue of principle, because I think that is a very important one. We've got a president or an ex-president who is very, very clearly doing whatever he can to obfuscate the seeking of justice. In doing so, he is is fragmenting the country and continuing to do damage, not allowing the country to repair itself. How do we deal with that issue?
You see, with that, the step that has been taken by the commission of saying, yes, court, I want to take you to court so that at the end of the day you're able to account, is the appropriate step in which one could have been able to do it. The fault on the part of the president is not going to court and saying, these are my reasons for not going to the Zondo Commission, and only replying to those allegations through media statements, because the court is there for a particular reason. That's where all those submissions are supposed to be made. And competent judges will then sit down, analyze the evidence and the submissions that you have made, and be able to come up with a decision. But with him snubbing the whole court processes and saying publicly that I do not believe in the rule of law when it comes to South Africa, that's the problem that I have, especially from a person of his stature, a person who held such an important position when it comes to South African politics and South African government. Those are not the kind of words that we should be hearing from him. Yes, he's afforded all the rights that are contained in the Bill of Rights of the Constitution. However, they must be exercised in the appropriate forum and the appropriate manner. And the only way in which he could have done that in this instance was to go to court, oppose all these applications that have been made against him or that involved him, so that at the end of the day he can say, I went through the South African legal system and these are the results that I obtained, and I was able to put my point through, not to put his points through media statement. It doesn't work like that.
Fascinating conversation. Unfortunately, we do need to leave it there. It's an important conversation, and important that we look at all of the aspects and not just the emotional side. So Mpelo Lelo Zikalala, founder and director of Zikalala, thank you for taking the time to speak to us.